I heard a story this weekend I wanted to share with you. Did you hear about the man that dozed off in church? This is a warning for all you guys dozing off in my church service. He dozed off and fell sound asleep, and all of a sudden, the last words that he heard was "stand up." And that's all he heard. And he thought that he had dozed off and he had been asleep long enough that they had, were coming to the close of the service and they were standing up to dismiss in prayer. But the problem is, when he stood up, the preacher said, "Will anyone else give $2,000? I thought that was worth sharing with you, so be careful. Be careful. We've got a building project going on. The Bible warns us to be careful in so many ways, and it warns us to be watchful. And are we truly seeking the good things in life? And that's a question for each and every one of us. Are we truly seeking the good things in our life? Or are the things that we long for and chase after only a mirage, and they're truly not the good things that we should be looking for? In 2 Timothy, and I know that you're very familiar with this verse, we won't turn there, but in 3 and verse 1 it says that in the last days that perilous times will come. And we're going to expand on that verse next week and hopefully bring out some teaching that maybe you've never heard before. But in 2 Timothy 3:1 it says, in the last days perilous times shall come because people will become lovers of themselves. It goes on to say in verse 7, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And most certainly, that is our country today. We're always learning, we're always growing in knowledge, we're always expanding all over the world, but we are not able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And the knowledge of the truth is that Jesus Christ is Lord, and He needs to be Lord and Savior of your life. That is the most important thing that you will ever do in your life, is that decision of making Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. Because everything, and I'll say that again, everything flows out of your relationship that you have with Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Now, why do you think it says in Matthew 7:20 to lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven? And why do you think it says in Colossians that we should seek things above and not things on this earth? So turn with me to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. We're not going to stay there very long, but we'll just go there for a little bit. So we're going to go to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. And it's a verse that many of you are very, very familiar with. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 1, it says, so Colossians 3 and verse 1, if then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Amen. Amen. The knowledge of the truth is this. And I'm going to turn back to Ephesians. You're pretty close to Ephesians. Go back to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. This is the knowledge of the truth that I want to share with you for today. So in Ephesians 1 and verse 3, it says this. Ephesians 1, I'm not even in the right scripture. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. And verse 3 says this. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. But verse 3 says this, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. It is from God that all blessings flow. I'll say that again. It is from God that all blessings flow. From God and not from this world in which we live in today. Now turn with me to James chapter 1. We're going to go a little further into the scripture before we get to the text today. I haven't even got to the text today. So James has passed the book of Hebrews. Go to James chapter 1, verse 17. In James chapter 1, verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation of shadow or turning. So what does it say again? Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow or turning. But look, now look at verse 16. It says, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Do not be deceived. How many are living a life of deception, that are chasing a mirage, that every perfect gift comes from the throne of glory, that all blessings flow from the things that we acquire on this earth? Even Christians, we get caught up in that. No. Well, I want this different house. I want this different car. I want this different vehicle. It's like we look at all the blessings that we are everything that comes from this earth, and what we are going to acquire is by our own means. That all blessings flow from the things that I acquire on this earth. And what does he say in verse 16? Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Because you're chasing a mirage. Let me give you a very simple test. What is 90 to 95% of your energy spent on in your life today? That's the only question there is in the test. What is 90 to 95% of your energy spent on in your life today? Of these things, how many of them have eternal value? Now let's go to our text today. Turn with me to John chapter 10 and verse 10. This is another verse of scripture that you're very familiar with. John 10 and verse 10. And this is what it says. John chapter 10 and verse 10, it says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundant. He says, I have come that they may have life. Jesus came that you might have eternal life. Jesus came so that you would have everlasting life. Jesus came so you could be saved. But he doesn't stop there, does he? He goes on to say, and that they may have it more abundantly. Christ Jesus offers us a life more abundantly than we ever thought possible. More abundantly than anyone else in this world. Now think about that just for a moment. If you have made the decision in your life to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there is an abundant life that is available to you, it's available to me, it's available to everyone that's accepted Jesus Christ that the world can never touch. Amen. They can never touch it. They can't gain it. Because the only place that you get it from is through your relationship that you have with the Lord Jesus Christ. But the thief comes to do what? To kill, to steal, and to destroy. Satan steals abundant living. He kills abundant living. He destroys it by offering mirages of where abundant life is not, and that's in this world. If I ask you today, what are you more in need of, what would the answer be? Just the first thing that comes to your mind is, I need more of God in my life. And it should, shouldn't it? When you stop and think about it. What is the most important thing that I need in my life, more importantly than anything else? I need more of God. This church needs more of God. This congregation needs more of God. And let me tell you, this world needs more of God. Amen. Saints, this church needs more of Him. You and I need more of Him. Every problem, think about it. I want you to go through in your mind right now and think about the problems that you're dealing with right now. Every problem that Pastor Leo is dealing with right now is that people need more of God.
Amen.
That's so true when you think it down and you break it down. Because everything that you deal with in this life has a spiritual implication. There's a spiritual impact. There's a spiritual denominator in that you're dealing with at the time. It is from him that all blessings flow, and not from this world. When Jesus says, and that we might have it more abundantly, the flesh automatically goes into dollars and cents. Yes, God has blessed me financially, and I know that God will bless me financially, and he will continue to do so. But remember that our God is the need meter, the need maker, and not always the excess giver. By faith, he meets our needs, not always our wants, but sometimes he does meet our wants. The abundancy that God gives is without money. The abundancy that God gives is without things. You see, most people think they will buy or that money will give them all of these things that God is talking about, but God offers it freely and you can't buy it. So if you turn with me to Galatians chapter 5, and we look at the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5. In Galatians 5, we go to verse 22. In verse 22, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." Now listen to what he says in verse 24. "And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, or envying one another." But verse 25 says, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." The scripture here is telling us that that outside of Christ, these things are impossible to have. Now look at the very first three that we're going to talk about. But the fruit of the Spirit, verse 22, is love, joy, and peace. Love, joy, and peace.
Amen.
Outside of Christ, those things are impossible to achieve.
Amen.
You see what he says here? When he goes on a little further in the scripture, he says, "Against such there is no law." And then look at verse 24. "And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires," because you cannot attain those things in the flesh. Now the world thinks you can buy it, don't they? In verse 24, "In the flesh you cannot have them. They will never be available to you because they're only available through the Lord Jesus Christ and through us walking in the Spirit. Satan the destroyer has come to rob you of this truth. Money does not buy love. Money does not buy peace. And money does not buy joy. How many people in the world are on the treadmill of life thinking money will provide all of these things? And it will never provide any of those things. What did he say? The young rich man, he says, "Go and give all everything you have to the poor and come and follow me." And the rich man said, I got too much to give away. Well, he said, "I got too much to give away." But what did he give away? He gave away joy, peace, and love. He gave it away. For the things of this earth and the finances that he had. What about the farmer in the book of Luke? He says, "I'm going to have more buildings and more things that I can store my grain in. And then I'm going to take my ease. And I'm just going to have peace and be happy." And the Lord says, "Don't you know, you fool, that's not your soul is going to be required of you. You cannot purchase for these things. You cannot buy them in the flesh. Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." Think about that. In your spiritual makeup, when God created you, you created in the image of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If there's a spiritual void in your life because you don't know Jesus, because there is a spiritual void in your life if you don't know Jesus, what can you fill that up with that's going to give you satisfaction? Zero.
Amen.
But we get on that, don't we, in life? Especially, sometimes I'll be hard on guys because I'm a guy. Have you ever seen a guy that he wanted to do this? Let's say he wanted to be a hunter. And he just achieved that. He was the best hunter in the United States, or best hunter in Iowa, and he achieved that, and he found out what? There's no satisfaction in that. He wants to become the best fisherman. He wants to become the best this, or acquire this, or acquire that. Have you ever desired to acquire something in your life, and then after you acquired it, it was like, well, that's no big deal. Collectors do that. I want to collect this, and I'm on that treadmill. I'm going to get this, and I'm going to get that. And then you get them all, and you look at them, and you think, because those things can never bring satisfaction in your life. The only thing that will ever bring satisfaction, love, joy, and peace in your life is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He says that they're not available in the flesh. Our desire should be, I need more of God in my life. Not more things. I don't need anything else at my house. In fact, I need to get rid of some things. I don't need one more thing. And you can tell me, I have never missed a meal for a long time. I don't need anything else. But there's one thing I do need. I need more of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
This church needs more of Jesus. Amen. We live in a world that's dying. They need Jesus. And we are the ones, we are the vehicle, the church is the vehicle to take the message to them.
Amen.
I praise God for everything that's going on in this church today. And I praise God for everything that He has brought into our hands. Amen. To make it available. You know what? You're appointed for such a time as this.
Amen.
I love that story in the book of Esther. Esther was the person that could save her nation. Mm. She was the one that was appointed for such a time as this. You know what? In this earth, you're appointed for such a time as right now.
Right.
How many of you have ever built a church? How many of you have ever started a school? How many of you have ever invited other people to church? And you know what? You're getting an opportunity to do that, and you've never... You heard me say, start a school. I barely got through school. And I know there's a lot of you could probably relate to that. But what has God brought into our hands? He brought in an opportunity in our hands that we would only experience one time in our life. You are in this church today, brother and sister, not by accident. This is an appointed time for you to be here for such a time as this to carry the Word of God to the world in which we live in today. Don't tarnish it, but cherish it with the opportunity that God has brought into your hand.
Amen.
How many in the community are talking about it? This school out here.
Amen.
It could explode beyond our wildest imaginations. And Pastor Leo, we may have to build on next year, and I say you have lost your marbles. I got to get through this one. But God is the one that knows all things, doesn't He?
That's right.
Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? I don't want to pass up this opportunity. If you have never accepted Him as Lord and Savior, I'm telling you, in the closing today, you will never find satisfaction. You will never find purpose. You will never find a plan for your life outside of the will of God. But God has a plan and purpose for your life because He put you on this life for such a time as this.
Yes.
You were born for this time.
Amen.
And it's a time for you to know Jesus. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, we come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for the power of your word, and we thank you for the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Your Spirit is in this place touching hearts and lives. And there may have been somebody here today that has never committed their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. They've been longing. They know that there's something missing in their life. And the Holy Spirit is speaking into their heart right now. What is missing in your life is your relationship with me. And while every eye is closed and every head is bowed, would there be one today that would slip up their hand and just say, Pastor, I want you to pray with me today. I want to make that decision. I want to make that commitment in knowing Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Would there be one today? Father, we come before you today that you would bless this congregation. And I pray in the faithfulness of these people that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessings upon them. Because, Father, they know that it is from you that all blessings flow. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.